from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Michelle Boileau will be the first mayor of Timmins to give birth while in office. She's expecting her second child this fall and will take a five-month leave beginning in late September or early October. The mayor has a historic perspective on being the first mayor to give birth.
Of course, it's significant because it is a first, but really, women have been having babies for a long time. So really, I see this as just a woman doing what women do, having a baby while also holding down a job.
35-year-old Boileau's daughter will be four next month. She was born while her mother was a sitting counselor holding down another full-time job. An icon in the NHL and behind a pulpit has been restored to a place of honor. A statue of Father Les Costello that was damaged beyond repair at the Timmins Sports Heritage Hall of Fame has been replaced by an exact replica done by the same sculptor. Father Les left the NHL for the Catholic Seminary in 1950. He went on to a life of service and charity with organizations like the Flying Fathers and the St. Martin de Porres Society. Fellow Maple Leafs alumnus Paul Harrison says people have always asked about him.
Dick Duff comes to mind. Every single time I would see Dick Duff at any alumni event, the first thing he would say is, "How's the Padre doing?" And was, you know, genuinely interested in Les and what he was up to.
When Costello died in 2002, 2,200 people attended his funeral at the McIntyre Arena, a short walk from his final parish, St. Alphonsus in Shoemaker. There it is, gone. The railway overpass on Algonquin Boulevard at Spruce Street is now history. Workers have completed demolishing it. Now, as part of Connecting Link reconstruction, the road surface will be leveled off to end frequent flooding. The overpass, underpass, or subway if you prefer, has been there in one form or another for over 110 years. Ontario is looking to build more modular homes. Associate Minister of Housing Rob Flack says they'll be an important part of the solution to the province's housing supply crisis. The Ford government will now be working with modular housing developers and providers to gather needed information before rolling them out. A market sounding exercise has been launched for developers to participate in with a June 7th deadline. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.